Senate Committee on Energy and Environment, Wednesday, 5 o'clock p.m., 25 May, 1983. Hearing Room 343, Senator John Kitzhaber chairing the Committee on Energy and Environment. Hearing relating to House Bill 2295, which relates to land use.
As it turned out, we sent a bill out. Well, actually, we didn't send a bill out. We thought we sent out because when the President added the turn of the road, the committee has changed our quorum requirements. And we sent it out with four votes, and we need five. So the staff has a couple of small notices with 225. If you'd explain those, please.
You should all have a copy of a hand-engrossed set of notes to Senate Bill 225. The extra amendments are attached to the back of this
modified
version, yes. And they're found on page 2. And the first one is an addition to page 2, line 8. This is a section that deals with the choices that the board has in determining and reviewing these stream flows. And the first choice was adopt the recommended stream flow. The second was to adopt it at some other rate. And the third was to reject it after making a finding. We heard testimony from Raleigh Rousseau and some of the resource people that perhaps there would be a better way of doing this, and they were talking about deleting B, and that didn't seem proper to me. And I've written up an amendment that had a check with counsel stating that they will only adopt the minimum stream flow at some other rate after making a finding that such other rate is more appropriate for supporting aquatic life and minimizing pollution. And I think when this was drafted, there was a belief that that's what they normally did, but after talking to some people, it became clear that they don't really make findings when they do adopt lower flows than what is recommended. And the other amendment is on line 12, and this was something that we had in other language when this was first before the committee, and we just simply, I think, forgot to move that amendment and take a vote on it. And
yeah, the
language that we have now is better language, does the same thing, and it basically states that this will only apply to applications that are gotten after July 1st, 1983.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Sure.
If you want a motion to move both or one at a time, I would be willing to move both.
I'd just sort of move them all unless there's a... Senator Dave's just doing this as a courtesy, so we appreciate that.
I would move both amendments.
Senator Strangwich moves the amendments labeled staff 5.583.
That's correct.
Your discussion? Objection. Is it done? So ordered.
Move the bill.
Senator Strangwich moves amended bill, Senate Bill 225. All right. Just to make sure we're real clean here, Senator Strangwich moves the rest of the amendments in Amendment Bill 225 since they were adopted as four votes also. Is there any objection to that motion? All right. Now Senator Strangwich moves Amendment Bill, Senate Bill 225 to the floor to do pass recommendation. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Gay?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Strangwich?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber?
Aye.
Chairman, if I could once explain the record there,
yes,
no way
to
support this bill under any circumstances, and that for the reasons of expediting a floor discussion, I have supported the bill to the floor.
Appreciate that. Did you have, according to the President's office, if you wanted me to, we'll leave the rest of that sentence to be filled in later.
I thought it was just right the way it is, isn't it?
We have today Mr. Stafford Hansel of LCDC and Phillips East, who should just make a comment on, I believe, on 237.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairperson and members of the committee. I'm in Salem for a variety of reasons today, and I thought it wouldn't be fitting if I didn't cap it out by talking to this committee, since you have many of the matters that are very close and dear to my heart at this time. I want to speak specifically on Senate Bill 237, which is a bill that Hector McPherson has talked to you, and there's been a great deal of changes. in testifying before the House on House Bill 2295, I had said that there were three things that the task force was interested in that had not been addressed in that bill, at least three, and this was the exception process, margin lands, and any reference to lots of record, all things that were discussed at some length by the task force. Now, this bill, House Bill 237, addresses two of those, the margin lands and the lots of record. Now, the exception process is possible that it is broad enough to include part of these, but these are areas that, in my opinion, are important to address by name because of the feelings in the outlying areas connected with these. And one of the most difficult things to argue about from the land use standpoint is the margin of land. And I think it's very, very necessary that we make some changes in this area. House Bill 237, and I have had the talk with Hector McPherson, talked to Jim with LCDC, and it is close to the kind of shape that I think would satisfy the task force, and certainly from as a standpoint as a member of the LCDC commission, I think that it is becoming quite workable. So I would, I'm here this afternoon just to voice that to you, not as an expert on it, but to say that it's very necessary that some consideration be given for marginal lands. And I understand the exception process will be carried out later in your agenda, but again, I think in my brief glimpse of it today, I think it too is the language that has been worked out is workable and would largely answer the concerns of the task force.
Thank you, Mr.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Day?
You're speaking on the exceptions process.
Yes.
So you know that Mr. Hansel and I have been friends for a long time, and he has put me in the corner and convinced me that we must work on marginal land. So I will take a renewed look at that bill, Mr. Chairman, because I really think that he feels that even though we're dealing with the Major 2295, that he thinks it's terribly critical that we work in that area. For that reason, I just want to tell you, when I get the aggressive copy, I believe it needs a lot of work on it, but I'll put my shoulder to the wheel since Uncle Stabber has said that he thinks I'm right in.
Music to my ears.
She said you didn't need me, and that made me come.
I'm sure you've heard we made fairly extensive amendments in the initial bill, and the council is trying to clean that all up and get informal. We can get in front of us again and continue to do it. And I really appreciate your taking time to testify on that.
Well, Father, if there's anything I can do, seems like I'm down every week, but I will try to, I would be glad to talk to you again, though. But I'll follow your amendments carefully.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Scott. Okay, we'll open the public hearing on House Bill 2295. And this is a public hearing. We'll be having another public hearing tomorrow at 1 on this bill. Mr. Allison, batting leadoff.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Jim Allison.
I have to see if I read this right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Allison signed up in favor of a simple amendment. Does that amendment need to delete the entire bill?
Anyway. No, sir.
All right.
I think it's rather interesting that I'm the only witness that someone tells me that the rest of the people know something that I don't know. But anyhow, for the record, I am president of the Rockland County Landowners Association. House Bill 2295, I am told, makes some very significant improvements. But as you heard, Staff at Hansel indicate there are some areas that are not covered, that are vital to many of us, and although I was not here, I understood that chairperson of the House Committee indicated that there needs to be some changes to Senate House Bill 2295. I have one simple amendment, and if I may, I'd like to pass it out. And if you were to adopt this amendment and the rest of the legislature were to see fit to do likewise, I think in my old age I could in fact retire from land use hearings.
Senior amendment isn't that much of a
consent. Okay, you heard about marginal lands, and you have before you a very complicated, complex bill on marginal lands. I think this will solve a major share of the problems in the state, and I know it will in Washington County. Let me read it into the record. On page 13, insert a new subsection, capital C, between lines 2 and 3 to read, quote, C, for the continuation of part-time farm and forest uses on small tracts in those areas of a county where this use has been recognized by prior comprehensive plan or zoning and where the parcelization of the land precludes full-time farm operations, unquote. I have no pride in authorship, there surely is a better way of saying it, but for the benefit of those who may not have the bill, what that refers to is in section 17, the legislature says to the LCDC, you shall implement all of the following. And you got A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And G says local government shall provide A and B, and I'm adding C. Now, in the most part, in my knowledge of other counties, certain areas of the county have been set aside and say, these are the marginal lands, and we didn't put them in exclusive farming zone or exclusive forest zone. We said, those are the areas where you have the small part-time farm and forest uses. The problem has been that LCDC has been extremely reluctant, to say the least, about approving the continuation of that type of use on the so-called marginal lands in the hills, and have generally been leaning towards the idea that I'll be stuck in an exclusive farming zone. Now, I realize that my amendment does not solve the problem in those counties where there was no plan or zoning. If I may take just a moment for the benefit of some of you who may not be familiar with the situation in Washington County, which I'm representing landowners there of our association, which are 302 as of today. In 1973, the county set aside 75% of the county, approximately, for exclusive farm and exclusive forest use. And they said, out here on the hills, here's an area that is mixed agricultural and forestry. It is primarily being used for small part-time farm and forest uses. And that's what we're going to set aside for the 5 and 10 acre tracts. And so go you forth and cut up that land and sell it to people, because we're not going to allow you to do much division of any in the farming, exclusive forest. So that's what happened. So as far as I'm concerned, this is I think a comparatively simple solution to the so-called marginal lands idea. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Allison. Another question? We will run your draft through council and have it put the proper story for the committee.
Thank you,
Chair. What session? Sir, additional testimony on House Bill 2295. I can't believe this.
Don't encourage it.
Okay, going once, twice. Well, thank you much for the hearing.
Hi.
And we didn't put anything on the work session because we didn't know this was going to happen.
Offer.
I beg your pardon?
Can I say a couple?
Yes, sir.
I don't think there's any reason that, Mr. Chairman, that we can't act on amendments on this bill on Friday and have it engrossed so if people have things to say, they should be prepared to know that there could be action and engrossment of this bill so we have a chance to look at it. Because I've been through a lot of land use hearings. If we've gotten to the point where we have to make our decisions, then we ought to be making our decisions and not just prolong the hearings. And because there are other hearings and other fish to fry, and I believe that what Katie has done and the hearings we've had, we should be prepared about it. So those are my thoughts, and I just want to share that with you and others.
I think that we've got a public hearing scheduled for tomorrow.
That's fine.
I think we will also go ahead and start the work session tomorrow. Plan to try to get a few more.
We may have a session Friday afternoon.
We'll get the amendments ready, and certainly we'll start that process Friday, just as far as we can.
I like to start working on it.
We are scheduled for a work session on Friday, so we'll plan to cover that. We'll also try to have 237 back before us on Friday. I wanted to also look at a couple of two other water bills today.
223 and
226.
Both
stream flow bills.
You like those.
Oh. All right. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If you're not ready to go on 2295 tomorrow, then that would be my suggestion. We can have a work session on bills that are previously heard, so I wouldn't mind even if we don't have people who sign up to testify on land use to go ahead tomorrow and work on water. I mean, we've heard water. We've got to start.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if I read water, I'm going to be swimming somewhere.
We'll have a variety of little things to keep you busy.
How
many people are going to be able to be here tomorrow at 1?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And we can just go as long as I can keep
you. I think the people concerned about this bill on 2295 ought to be prepared. They ought to get their amendments and the staffs will be or we could bring in item. And if we have a work session or a session at 3 o'clock on Friday, we're going to be cut.
Well, Friday we're going to start at 1 o'clock.
I know, but my point is we're going to have all
that. I told them to get their amendments in by 4 days on Friday.
So I had an inquiry, on this sludge.
We'll take care of our sludge.
I think anything that we can clear up on the next day, we have a work session.
Why do people suggest, Todd, that the amendments on that sludge will give Eugene some opportunity to get out of court and so forth when there's some litigation in court? And I just want you to know that concern has been raised.
Just before we still got the record going here, is there any we can do the stream flows and there's a couple others. How about there's one thing that we got a hearing that neither of you came to because of the commitments, which was Willamette.
Oh, that's the
Willamette.
Yeah.
That level of interest you have in that, because we can certainly bring that up in consideration.
Yeah.
And,
we have another bill due if it gets assigned, Mr. Chairman, called the dam on the San Yam that you can schedule that will take a lot of testimony to get that out.
Let me add one other thing. We were considering taking the, we did not adopt this amendment for 237, but taking the sections out that dealt with the revenue portions, that is the part that removed the farm value assessment for land that was not even marginal area. We thought that would
And any emergency.
And add an emergency clause, and we thought that would remove some of the baggage. And if there's no objection, the committee will have that put into the gross, to file a gross bill.
You think you on 237, you mean?
Yes.
Well, the thing I think we ought to do is read that. I'll try to read it, but I don't know that it's going to be ready to go tomorrow.
No, it's not going to be ready.
You might want to really need to read it. I agree.
Okay, because I'd like to give that direction to council so that this can be...
And you may want to consider another number because that has such a bad name. But, you know, like 234
The revenue board will be the last. Conceptually, it had an emergency clause.
That's it. I banish my good name.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'll go down to 23.
Not to go.